I'm Peter Mortimer from Brooklet near Bangalore.
You have something that no other artist has done here and that I don't think I've seen before in an art gallery. These collages that look like gorgeous, very well loved recipe books. Can you just tell us about them, please, Peter?
Yeah, the inspiration came from my mother's old cookbooks that were handed down to her by her grandmother. And they were full of handwritten recipes that were either borrowed or inspired by someone else or shared or whatever. And they were full of notes. They had notes written on them and often dates where they were last cooked or ideas that worked or didn't work in relating to those recipes. So, yeah, that just inspired me to make these old cookbooks.
And pretty much every one of them seems to have a native ingredient or more in them.
Yeah, in Dubbo, a very good mate of mine, Lewis Burns, who's an artist himself, an Aboriginal artist, his mother was a renowned cook, family cook. And I spoke to Lewis's mother just to add that little ingredient to it, and that is to make them, you know, more native Australian theme to them. And she gave me some wonderful ideas of how to incorporate different ingredients that they indeed used in their own cooking in normal things that we would cook, lamb, beef, fish and things like that. I have included a crocodile dish and a barramundi and an emu and a kangaroo. But yeah, it was really good because those ideas were handed down to her by her mother and generational, and it just seemed to fit in well with what inspired me with my own mother's experience.
So is it a bit of a homage to those beautiful old family cookbooks?
It very much is, yeah. I used to enjoy whenever Mum brought them out and just stand and flick through them. I often annoyed her by changing her page, but yeah, they're wonderful things to look through, yeah, for sure.
So do all the recipes work?
They do, yeah, for sure. I've tasted three of them. They have all been cooked, but I myself have tasted three. I did attempt one, but it had to be redone. I wasn't very good at it.
What's your favourite?
I think probably the lamb one, only because that's the one I tried to cook myself. And I actually quite like lamb, but to me that's really the combination of what we're talking about, because lamb, you know, is very much the introduced one in that. I mean, you know, there are buffalo in the north, which of course were introduced, but indeed are eaten now by native Aboriginals in the north. But I think the lamb one sort of is a marriage between the two cultures that I was trying to get.
You have a lot of paintings here that are inspired by food and the paraphernalia around food. So why do you paint those things?
It's not something I do on a regular basis, but being asked to be part of the exhibition, I put together those little still lifes. I really like Dutch realist still life painters, ones that are living and of course ones gone by, and they've influenced me a lot in the style. It's certainly a realistic style that I've used there, and it's really just a homage, I guess, to them. I enjoy their works, and next year I'm hoping to go over to see an exhibition of an artist called Henk Helmantel, who's the most brilliant still life painter.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to the cookbook.
Thank you.